U.S. officials have acknowledged they made a mistake in detaining a German citizen and holding him in Afghanistan last year. The man, Khaled al-Masri, was seized while on vacation in Macedonia, then held for 5 months. NBC News and The New York Times report that last May, then National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice personally ordered al-Masri's release. David Johnston is with The New York Times, and he joins me by phone now. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
This news confirms a case of mistaken identity. What was the confusion?
Well, al-Masri's name was apparently on a watch list of suspected al-Qaeda followers. And when he crossed a border between Serbia and Macedonia, his name popped up. He was pulled off a bus, and the chain of events which led him to be detained in Afghanistan for 5 months began.
And at what point did the U.S. realize they had the wrong man?
He was first detained on December 31st, 2003. He was released from the Afghanistan prison in May. The way this now looks to us from the interviews we've conducted, it was sometime in or about February that the United States realized that the imprisoned al-Masri was not the fellow that they had on the watch list. But it took until May and apparently several direct orders from Condoleezza Rice, who, as you said, was then the National Security Advisor, before he was let go.
What has Mr. al-Masri said about the conditions of his detention?
Well, he has said that he was confined in a detention center that was known locally as the Salt Pit for its grim conditions, and that he was abused in various ways, that he was had been beaten and chained to a wall, and he said he was injected with drugs in the course of interviews in which interrogators insisted that he was an al-Qaeda follower, and he maintained that throughout all this he was perplexed by these allegations.
Any idea why, even after the U.S. knew he was not the person they sought, it took so long for his release? Why were there several orders?
It's still not clear. He was part of this broader program that exists within the intelligence agencies to transport people from country to country for detention and interrogation. It's become a...
Which some people call rendition.
Which some people call technically rendition. But this program, while it's classified, some details about it are known, and that is that it's largely run by the Central Intelligence Agency. And in a way, that's what makes this case interesting, is that it appears that the National Security Advisor, Ms. Rice, interceded to order al-Masri released.
How do you see the significance of that?
Well, up until now, I think we have largely understood this program to be run, managed, supervised by the CIA. The level of involvement of the White House has been unclear. This doesn't explain it, but suggest to some extent that the National Security Advisor did have some role in this program, or at least when she wanted to, could intercede and change its direction. One of the things that still is unclear about this is, though, the standards that are used, the sort of evidentiary standards that the intelligence agencies use before someone is subjected to this sort of transfer, and what are the circumstances and who makes the decisions about when they are released. And this begins to shed a little bit of light on this.
David Johnston is a reporter with The New York Times. Thank you.
Thank you.